the only one here who knows illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thank you so much for listening. This episode we are joined by special guest Caleb Bacon, host of the Gentlemen's Club podcast, and all-around good guy. He talks about interviewing porn stars and then dishes a little celebrity gossip with me, Robo Chris. Plus, he participates in our first attempt at a new segment called Podcaster's Corner. But first, let's join Ben already talking about the fast-paced business of grocery store management. Once this awesome saxophone solo ends.
Anytime you're in management in a grocery store, you're kind of backing into it, because it's not like I have like the best business professionals in my field that I'm competing against. It's usually people that are a little bit better than McDonald's, but not good enough for In-N-Out.
I'm gonna go ahead and disagree.
Oh,
Caleb, I feel good about myself.
Have family in the grocery industry.
Yeah, my father is Ralph.
I like that.
And my mother is a Vaughn.
Does Caleb know that I'm Asian and he can make fun of
So
that?
If you want to make any Asian jokes, you have the right to make any, because Ben's half Japanese, which pretty much is the only reason we brought him onto the podcast.
So he speaks for all ethnicities.
Yeah, Ben, I've heard some of the show. Are you actually short?
I'm short and my penis is small. You want to know why my penis is small? It's because most Asian people come from places where it's cold, so you have to have everything close to your body to stay warm.
That's true.
What part of the country, you know how the Europeans are growers, not showers? Why evolutionarily is that?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a hard time paying attention to the Europeans, because most of them don't circumcise their penis, and I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, me either.
The old turtleneck?
Yeah,
exactly. The old burrito dick.
All right, Dave, pump the brakes. We don't know if anyone in this room might not be circumcised.
I have no problem with it.
Danny's not circumcised, right?
Right. Ask Chris.
God, that's so gross.
Now, Danny, are you legitimately not circumcised?
What does that mean? I had to get authorized. I had to get a license. No, I wasn't circumcised. Yeah, my parents were hippies, and I think just there was probably like an extra $20 on the hospital bill or something.
Sure. No, I just met your dad.
Yeah. He doesn't seem like he's the type of guy that would chop off part of my dick, right?
He does, but not when you're a child, more right. Like when you're an adult. Like, if you guys get an argument now, I can see him going for the Ginsu.
Yeah.
Do you ever wish that you were circumcised, Danny?
No.
Or do you not really care?
What a strange thing to wish. Like, that's what I'm going to waste my one wish on?
I mean, do you not care either way, or are you, like, proud of not being circumcised?
I guess I kind of like being different in general and opposed, you know.
I don't know if you're different. Probably half the men on the world aren't circumcised.
I'm saying
Caucasian males.
Yeah, not going along with societal standards and normals in the United States is what I mean by different. And in that way, I guess this is another way that I'm different.
I suppose.
Wow, this got really heavy. So let me ask you a question, Danny.
I also think that I don't think there's any reason to get circumcised, honestly. Which is why I don't
you
think...
You can last longer. You have less sensation, so you can be a champ.
That's what you care. That's if you care about women. It's all about me.
Wait, I heard that it's the opposite. If you aren't circumcised, you don't last longer.
That's not true. No, you're way more sensitive when you're circumcised.
If I was any more sensitive, sorry, show's over way too quick anyway.
Hang on a second. I'm circumcised. Danny's not. Let's find out what's more sensitive right here and now.
Yeah. So what's that? Caleb has to blow us both and see who can last longer. That's why we brought Caleb on the show. By the way, I think now's as good a time as any to introduce our guest.
Who's about to perform a blow bang.
We have Caleb Bacon, who hosts another local podcast here in L.A. It's called The Gentleman's Club, and...
His last name's Bacon?
Yeah, Bacon. Caleb Bacon.
Great show prep, Ben. I thought you Asians were studious.
Well, I would have paid more attention to it if I knew your last name was Bacon.
Yeah, that's probably one of Ben's top three weaknesses.
I was like, whoa, you said Bacon?
When you say weaknesses, you mean his aversion to prepping for a show.
That's number one.
Here's how I prep for a show. I just found you on Facebook, and I'm disappointed to learn that you are not black, and I felt guilty there for about 10 minutes. So, kind of fuck you.
I'm black from the waist up.
So you have greasy hair?
So you have diabetes?
My hand's about to fall off as we speak. Just went blind.
But I wanted to say that Chris and Ben might appreciate this. I know Chris already knows it, but... On Caleb's podcast, he interviews a lot of porn stars.
Oh, somebody did some prep. Ben.
Exactly.
I did. I listened to a porn interview.
Some of them are, for me, some of them are hard to get through, and it's no fault of yours. It's just because the porn stars talk. It's hard for me to listen to certain girls' voices when I can just tell that they're damaged and they're like, I don't know. It's just hard for me.
Dumb
sometimes.
As shit? Is that what you're thinking?
But I don't even think some of them are as dumb as they're pretending to be. I think it's almost like this weird defense mechanism where they pretend to be dumb sometimes. But you have a lot more experience than me, so you would...
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, I think part of the thing is, like, a lot of them are young. Young girls are stupid.
That's true.
When was the last time you guys talked to, like, a 20-year-old girl?
Chris, you should answer this first.
Well, face-to-face or in a chat room under an assumed identity?
Face-to-face. Which could be under an assumed identity.
No, you're right.
I really don't know.
I don't spend very much time talking to young girls anymore. That's
they don't.
True.
I mean, they're stupid because they're young, and like these girls, it's not like they've studied anything anyway.
Really?
Which, by the way, I think that's hot.
Well, so yeah, that was Ben and Chris. Why don't you guys both throw out your favorite porn stars, and we'll see if Caleb's either interviewed
sure.
them or
top
has
100
to
male
say.
Porn stars. Go.
Well, okay, this. One of my favorite porn stars, this is a story I was going to bring up anyway, I recently found out has passed on to the next level of existence.
Oh, like is a super porn star,
yeah,
you mean?
I was gonna say, like, what's above
she's
porn
She's now
star?
Doing double-double anal-vaginal. Double anal, double vag. She's dead. Haley Page, have you heard of her?
Oh, sure, the late Haley Page.
Did you meet her by any chance?
No, she died a few years ago, but I remember... feeling like, wow, I shouldn't jerk off to her anymore.
I was just having that dilemma, but I ended up jerking off to her anyway.
No, did you feel that intensified the orgasm?
Well, it didn't hurt it.
Do you feel like her ghost was in the room helping you stroke it?
I like to think so. I think that's what Haley would have wanted.
Her job was to please the man.
That's true.
Well, the funny thing is...
Good point, Caleb.
The funny thing is, the reason I know that... is I ended up on some website which is put on for people who is some organization that thinks that porn kills, and there's a lot of propaganda, a lot of vile, vicious lies being thrown around, and they list all these porn stars that have died, but they have their pictures in like black and white, and they try to make it look classy, but they don't have their real names, so they have like this memorandum for Rod Pfister, the year he died. I'm not kidding.
I did not know Mr. Pfister had passed on.
Yeah, he was a good man. Diabetes. Pfister.
Isn't that an 80s band?
Who else died you've jerked off to recently?
Yeah.
Recently?
Well, actually, didn't Danny ask you who your favorite porn star is?
Yeah, who's your favorite porn star?
Well, I like Haley Page. I don't know. Give me a minute. I'm not good with the names.
Well, Ben. Yeah, Ben, why don't we go to you?
Ron Jeremy.
Do you have any favorites, Ben?
Peter North.
No, we're talking women here, Ben.
I don't know. It's still a good conversation.
That's true.
Well, I mean, is this gay to say that? But don't you kind of want a good male lead in a porn video also?
I absolutely do.
Well, shouldn't, I mean, the fantasy is like they're your surrogate in a way.
Right.
You, like,
well, there's not a lot of small dicked Asians banging chicks in porn movies.
In the porn I watch, there is. Really? I'll send you some links when we're done.
Sounds good. But no, you don't, I mean, as gay as that sounds, you don't want to see like some hairy, fat, unattractive man banging away at some young co-ed.
Right. Well, I feel like for me, the reason I probably don't want to see a fat guy is probably maybe different from you, because I don't actually care about looking at a fat guy. It's not like I'm either turned on or turned off by the guy. It's that I want to truly believe that the girl is enjoying herself with the guy she's with in order for me to be able to get into it. Otherwise, I think that she's just putting on a show, and if it seems fake, then I don't like it. I only like porn where I really believe that the girl is actually enjoying herself.
I'm kind of the same way, except I only like porn where I think the girl isn't sure if she's going to get out of this alive or not.
So are you pro Bukkake?
Ah, man.
What does that mean?
Ben, oh, you should be.
Honestly, I don't know what that means. I probably know what it means. I just.
Bukkake is an Asian thing, man. Come on. You're letting us down.
Ask one of your relatives, Ben. Can we Skype him in right now?
Yeah, let's.
Hold on. I'm going to text my grandma.
Text Mrs. Nakamura.
I don't like to see two seeds get mixed.
Chris is a religious guy, man.
Bukkake can be like upwards of 37 seeds.
Oh, my God. Bukkake is like a girl getting basically drenched in a bunch of guys' semen, right?
And it's a Japanese thing that, like, I think part of it has to do with honor, because Japanese, like, bring weird non-sexual things into their sex.
Right.
And she's not allowed to show pleasure.
Oh, okay.
So that's part of it, too.
They just say that she's not allowed to because they don't have reason to show pleasure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That seems like a perfect reason. Like that's their defense mechanism.
Yeah,
like,
they're like Japanese.
The only reason she's not
allowed to come. Yeah. That's our whole culture is built on women not being allowed to come. That's why.
She probably is
she'd
coming.
She'd love to come.
She has to fight the urge.
Right.
So Danny, of the porn star interviews you listened to on my show, were there any of them you did not hate?
Yeah, one of the most recent ones, I think. And I think it was a guest that had been – it was our third time back, our second time back maybe.
Aaliyah Janine, perhaps?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. If I got on the site, I could look at the downloaded ones. But she was – I don't hate – the thing is – okay. At least this girl wasn't just trying too hard to be – the problem is like with porn stars, what they do is you'll just have like a regular conversation and you'll – one of them was talking about how she goes to the gym. Oh, man, what was it? I think this, you might have listened to this one
Adriana
too, Chris.
Luna.
And she was saying like, Adriana, my beast, I drink my beast sauce. Hey, cum can, like they just keep trying to work it to like cum too much and like act like they love cum way more than any person actually loves cum. You know what I mean? Like, and then I hate it because it's like, please, you're not fooling anyone. We know you don't love cum this much.
I don't disagree with you, but in some cases I believe it.
Really?
I
could believe it from your point. Like that's why I wanted to ask you about it because over just listening to it, it sounds a little fake, but you have actually – you get a better sort of gauge of them in person.
Well, I've hung out with porn chicks like outside of the show. Uh-huh. They talk like that anyway because they don't have anything else to talk about.
Right.
And I don't mean to be disparaging, but you know, come on. What else are they going to talk about?
You can disparage all you want. There's no problem.
Yeah, with three of my friends all right. over her foot. All
right. I have two favorite porn stars.
Let's hear it.
Okay. For different reasons. One, this first –
Rod Fister.
One of them has a penis, and the other one has a huger penis. The first girl I don't like for her body, I like for her. She's an artist.
Okay.
Brandi Bell.
I don't know who that is.
Does anybody know who that is?
I think you made that one up.
Oh, please. I thought of you of all people.
She's an artist. What kind of artist?
Is she the one with giant boobs?
No, she has really tiny boobs.
What? Chris.
But I like her. She's my favorite porn director.
Oh,
I think she's self-directed.
Favorite porn directors.
Now, next, my favorite set designer.
Who's your favorite porn electrician?
Mike Shields.
Now for the unsung
Jimmy
heroes.
Plugs.
All right, and the other one I like just for her enthusiasm is Gianna Michaels.
Do you guys know either of these people?
I know a little Gianna Michaels. I appreciate enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm and curvy. She's very curvy.
She has breasts.
Ben?
Yes, she does.
I'm not really into like porn stars.
Yeah, me either. I don't.
I'd rather watch amateur stuff.
Absolutely.
See, I just named two names, and now I look like
Well, Ben could probably name a name. Yeah. Ben could name names. this is like the 1950s.
So, Ben, if you like amateurs, who in your personal sex life have you enjoyed banging?
Well, predominantly my wife.
My wife.
Okay, predominantly, sure. I can read between the lines.
No, I know, like, Brie Olson, she's hot.
I don't know who that
is. Oh, I love
her. She was one of Charlie Sheen's goddesses.
Oh, is
that
true?
Yeah, that kind of ruined it for me, though.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, knowing that Charlie Sheen was up in there with probably some coke.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because every other guy she fucks is a very respectable member of the community.
But when you put, like, a name and a face to it, you know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, suddenly it's dirty.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think of porn stars like I think of my wife. Like, I know I'm not the first guy in there, but once you put names and faces to it, it ruins it for me. Right. I don't need to know about the past.
She used to only fuck 9/11 firefighters.
So, Ben, you guys have an open relationship?
No, we do not.
I mean, for her, right? Not you.
No, for neither. Neither. We don't even have sex.
Why aren't you and Sonya having sex?
Oh, Sonya, hot name.
Yeah, hot girl, too. Yep. No, we have sex. I was just kidding.
Yeah, but not with each other.
No, we do with each other, and I do a lot by myself.
Caleb, I'm sorry, I was going to get back to what is your overall sort of feeling about interviewing porn stars? Do you feel differently than you did before you like actually met and interviewed porn stars about them in general?
Now, I feel like it sounds like I'm shitting on them because I'm saying they're not smart.
No, you're allowed to have an opinion. We definitely like. This doesn't mean every porn star ever is stupid or anything. You're allowed to – when you talk to people, you get an opinion. You know, like that's just your opinion based on what you've learned from hanging out with them.
Yeah. I mean I quite enjoy porn chicks. Like I think they're fun. But I mean look, the best part about doing my show is I could have porn stars in my apartment.
Has that ever led to anything? Has anything ever –
Oh, have I
has anything
had
ever,
some sexual relations?
Yeah, ever
– Have you ever – Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
With a porn star?
Yeah, not on mic. That's not, I don't do that kind of show.
That would be great.
That, you know, honestly, though, that,
you
that,
just
I
put that out.
That,
what if you just put, you don't even put the free interview. You just put the audio out.
Well, I think that would be a way to like get a certain type of porn star. Because they're also like, you know, like to show off. That's their career.
Right, exactly.
If the mics were hot, I think I could talk one of them into it. But
I bet you could put the mic up somewhere where...
I'd like to reuse that mic. But yeah, no, I've gone there.
Really? That is, man.
So is it a lot different than like just being with a regular girl? Like, do they try just as hard when they know that they're not being filmed?
Well, they were being filmed. Who's to say they're not?
My porn star sex experience was not good.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
I could believe that.
I mean, and I'm talking like there's three instances.
Wow.
And they're all just kind of weird.
We're going to hang on. Me and Ben are going to live vicariously through you here for a second.
I also want to.
Yeah, why just me and you?
I feel like Chris has more recently had other encounters than we have.
How long have you guys been tied down?
I am a serial long-term relationship man. I've only been in like three long-term relationships my whole life. So I've been tied down since I was 18 or something, but I don't even consider it tied down. But I do honestly get curious, like about the single life. You know what I mean? Like I do like to hear interesting stories of what could be going on. There,
I like it.
I've been tied down for like a year. Yeah, like really tied and bound.
Chris probably has some stories that
I want to hear. Caleb's stories.
Yeah, might rival some of yours. But let's hear the porn star stories. If you're comfortable telling them, you don't feel like
no. You have to tell them.
No, well,
feel awkward, obligated.
Where to start, guys? You know.
But I've been with the same woman for 7 years. You guys don't want to hear my stories?
Yeah. No.
What was it like at year 4.5, Ben?
Oh, fucking magical! That's the anal anniversary.
So she got to take your cherry, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Ben, have you tried to do something new at a certain point to spice things up?
Ben will dress.
Yeah, actually, I have.
How recently? It sounds like it was just like 20 minutes ago, by the way.
No, it was probably
about... Funny you asked me that.
It was probably about a year and a half ago.
You dressed up as a nurse.
No, we just tried something new that I was into, and we had never done it in the previous all those years. I'm not going to go into that, though.
Well, I know.
You walked into the wrong house.
It's embarrassing to admit that Sonya dropped a digit.
Yeah, we all know she put some of your butt.
You might as well talk about it now, or else everyone who listens to this show will assume there was that Sonya put something in your butt.
No, was it a kitchen utensil? If they're a long-time listener, they would know that my hemorrhoids would block it out.
You live on the edge.
Yeah, I let her apply the hemorrhoid cream. That's kinky, right?
With her tongue.
Oh, God.
Gross.
I don't know which is worse. Well, I guess I do know which is worse.
I want my hemorrhoids or her tongue.
I know.
I want to hear Caleb's
Okay, so my situation was, I don't know. Well, why it was weird was because for those girls, sex is like a handshake. Like, right. It's like not a big deal. It's just like some sort of regular thing.
God bless them.
but so, you know, I've done all right with the ladies, but I've never slept with anyone where sex was so not a big deal before. So the whole experience was just weird.
She probably outmailed you in a way.
Well, it was almost non-sexual.
Huh.
It was like, wow, I'm having sex with this girl, and she's like talking about something random.
Really? Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Because for me, again, even if I detect that my girlfriend's not into it, I immediately go like, all right, fuck this. I don't want anything to do with it because I don't want pity sex. I don't know why.
Oh, pity sex is great.
I'm too proud sometimes. You know what I mean?
You ever get a pity HJ in the movie theater?
My cock's not proud of shit.
A pity HJ.
No, but I'm not talking about pity. I'm just talking about sex is like a different thing for them.
Yeah. And so does that make it harder? Because for me, the whole point of sex, like, it only feels good if I think that I'm pleasing the girl, I guess. And if I don't really believe that she's like way into it, it's hard for me to get way into
it. Okay, now I see why you're in long distance relationships.
Long term relationships.
That too. When you start having one night stands, you can't be too concerned about
that's true.
How do I take care of this lady?
So the first, what is it like right afterwards, I guess? Do you kind of like, oh, all right, shaker, literally do it like a handshake, though. Pleasure doing business with you.
Oh, we did a high five and a chest bump and said good game.
Do they ever wait for some sort of payment?
Just in hugs.
Well, let me ask you this. Was she having a good time?
Yeah. Do you think she enjoyed it?
I think so, but it wasn't, it kind of threw off everything I brought to the table about what I knew about sex.
Right. That's another thing. I feel like...
Because, like, before, it was no big deal. During, it was no big deal. After, it was no big deal. For her.
Right. She didn't have any of that thing that girls usually have, which is, like, where they...
Annoy you.
oh, look, I was plenty annoyed, but...
Did she force you to be like, well, yeah, I got an early meeting tomorrow.
She's like, yeah, I got to fuck a bunch of guys early tomorrow morning.
what did happen was one of the times this young lady and I hooked up was she had hooked up with some girls earlier in the day.
What?
Who were a little rough on her.
Oh, so she was sort of tender.
And so she's like...
Don't say tender.
Why?
She was very emotionally tender. So she was just like, yeah, I'm really sore.
See, so I like sore better than tender.
So I'll just blow you.
So she basically had dildo burn.
I think it was
a technical term.
It was fist burn.
Oh God!
You know, it's like your favorite actor, Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. It's actually his daughter's first movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I've seen his daughter.
Have you?
Yeah. She ain't much.
Oh yeah, because so when I think Lawrence Fishburne, I think a hot chick's gonna come out of him.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know how birth
He's
works.
He's got such a human-looking face.
So she offered to blow you instead.
Yeah, yeah, but it was like, oh, yeah.
God, that's the jackpot. That's the dream.
For a girl to go, oh, my holes are sore from some girls earlier in the day.
Yeah, you know, pressure's off, kick back.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I wouldn't mind here. I wouldn't
pressure's
mind.
Off, kick back. I just imagine, I know Ben's watching baseball while this is happening in his head.
Yeah.
You know, he has some Doritos.
Yeah, I put the bowl on top of her head.
Well, yeah, I wasn't like, you know what? I think I'd like to cuddle instead.
Right. I look at it though, like if you're gonna have sex with a porn star, like I'd feel so much pressure to like knock her socks off. You know what I mean?
You know, I did going into it. I thought that would be like the thing.
Right.
I thought it'd be like, wow, how can I stack up? But yeah, exactly. But she didn't care. It was like not a big deal. So that was cool. Maybe it's different with some of the other ones, but it was just weird.
What are some of the most have you met any really genuinely interesting or somewhat more smart or porn stars? Are there any favorites that you had as far as porn stars go, like that are actually cool chicks or at least decent chicks?
Caden Cross is the best.
Really?
Yeah, and she's like a big time porn star.
I gotta go listen to that interview.
You'll hear me fall in love and stutter over everything I have to say.
That's funny.
Because she's like a smart chick. I don't know what she studied in school, but like conversationally, she can hold with anybody.
That's awesome.
And she's like too hot.
That must be bizarre. Like interviewing this chick that you know sort of uses sex as a currency in a way, but is also smart, funny, and super hot.
Yeah. She's on fire.
Man. Did you try, hey, can we try something? But in your mind, were you thinking, is there any way this can turn into something?
Oh, I felt way too overmatched.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, some chicks like it. You don't know what it's like to be single, Danny. You haven't been single since 85.
I don't, but
there's some girls that are intimidating.
I know. But to me, I don't want to get too into it, but I've always thought like, I don't think of almost any girls as intimidating because I always think.
Because you're the man.
Not even that, because I know that if I'm into them, if they're not into me, there's really nothing I can do about it. They're going to like me for whatever. That sounds so cheesy. They're going to like whatever we're going to have in common, we're going to have in common. So the pressure's off. Either we work or we don't, sort of. So I'm just going to be my same jackass pretty much no matter what. And some girls do think I'm funny and fun. So when that girl's around, it's like, that's great. That's awesome. But
Chris is literally sleeping right now.
I know.
Now.
Chris hates.
No, I don't. I'm just not listening. It's very hot in here.
Yeah.
I think Danny's right, though, because when I meet a girl, I don't try to pretend I'm something I'm not.
Comes more with age also.
It does come more with age because it's just a matter of numbers. Eventually, you're going to meet a girl who likes to have sex while she's having the air choked out. You're going to find that girl eventually.
Oh, man.
I found her.
Which, unfortunately, he did what she likes and she doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's always weird the first time a girl's like, hey, can you choke me?
Chris is...
Yeah, I've heard that since.
Yeah.
Chris. It's like that 38 Special song, Hold On Loosely. Like, don't let go, but don't cling too tight.
You're really dating our podcast here.
We all... No, I have heard girls say choke me, but the thing that really scared me was the time I heard a girl tell me to hit her.
Ooh.
You ever had that?
Well, were you at the mall or something?
Yeah, and she didn't say it with her mouth. She just telepathically told me. And it was weird because she seemed really way too young to have that kinky of a sex preference.
You didn't even know her.
And she didn't even seem that happy when you did it.
With her parents right there.
Yeah. And you were just at the mall, and exactly. you just felt it.
Yeah.
You didn't even know the girl. So what happened when she asked you to hit her?
She got hit.
Well, okay, let's talk about location, velocity, result.
Well, what happened was this was my girlfriend, and the relationship was already getting rocky, partly because she had been deeply traumatized as a child.
And she was insane.
Yeah, she was insane. And she was just, I mean, yeah, she really just, she, no was not in her vocabulary. When it came to the bedroom. If it came to, let me spend some time away from you just to hang out with my friends, then no was definitely in her vocabulary. But yeah, she asked me to hit her, and I don't know. I guess if we had a better relationship, I might have had more of a hard time doing it. But it wasn't like I just closed my fist and just started beating her. I gave her a little light slap, but that wasn't good enough. You had to go harder. So eventually, at a certain point, I'm literally just winding up with an open hand.
Give me a shot on my shoulder. How about how hard you were doing?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, come. I want to hit the mics.
Okay.
Danny might come.
And, listen. No, not on your cock. No, she really, she enjoyed it. So here we go. Ready?
Do it really as hard as you can.
I'm going to try.
That's a serious hit, Chris. That is
I think it might have been harder than
that. This is up to, upside her dome?
Yeah, this is
on her head?
Side of her head.
Maybe she just wanted to, like, she was just sick of that brain.
I just
want to
feel something.
Yeah. Wow. You also had a really funny story about her wanting to talk dirty, too, right?
She wanted me to disrespect her.
Did she use that phrase?
I can't remember if that was her exact wording, but
if a smaller synonym for that, probably.
Yeah, that probably was too big of a word for her. But yeah, she wanted me to talk shit to her or put her down, and I was like, oh, you're kind of getting fat.
Did that work?
I was like, oh, none of my friends like you. Everybody thinks you're a bitch. She's like, no, I mean, just call me a slut.
Oh, that's fantastic. Boy, did that backfire on her.
No kidding. I love that story. Let's see. I was going to... there was some other porn stuff that I wanted to talk about. Oh, do you watch porn differently after interviewing a lot of porn stars? That was going to be another question. Because I'll be honest. I'm not like a porn connoisseur. But, I mean, I watch pornography. But I don't like anything with porn stars in it. And I still, like I said, I always want to find a chick who, like, I'm always looking for a girl who looks like she just, like, hooked up with a guy and he talked her into putting the camera on and she was just so horny she couldn't resist. You know, like, that's my, that's what I want to believe it all is. So real porn, it's almost impossible for me to believe that. I'm not into chicks who just want to have sex a lot with a lot of guys. I guess I want to think I'm special. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
want some romance.
Yeah, I want her to think that she's special and that I make her special and that we make each other special. Way to bring porn down, Danny. That's kind of what I look for. But
you want your DVD to tuck you in afterwards.
But I already watch pornography with a sort of jaded eye. You know what I mean? Sort of very cynical and like, oh, please, you're not moaning that much. Or I don't know. Since you know more about it, do you watch it differently?
I guess the only thing that's changed is I don't quite so much like watching the girls that I know.
Really? See, I would have thought it would have been the opposite. This is something I want to tell you. That's right. After I listened to a couple of your episodes, I went and watched the first podcast that I've ever been reminded to beat off to, you know, like, oh yeah, I gotta go beat off.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But so I went and I did find it interesting that I could listen to these girls, know them as a human first, and then go watch them have sex, which was, I actually enjoyed more. It made me enjoy it more because, like, wow, that's just a real person. It's not, I don't know. It became more personal.
I was listening to the Adriana Luna one thinking, fuck, how can he stand talking to this
girl? I know, that's what
and then I Googled her. I'm like, okay, I can understand.
you know what? I thought she was awesome.
Really?
Because she had like a lot of energy. She's
You know what? She seemed like a nice person. It's just that
it's her voice.
I didn't feel like I learned anything. It seemed like she was playing a character.
That's
maybe
what I
I'm
felt
wrong.
Too.
That's totally the chick.
That's okay. Her.
Yeah, that's her.
I couldn't tell. I don't like listening to girls with that voice. That sort
of she had
little
girl voice
and the almost intentional. It's almost sculpted, in my opinion. But I could again. I
if
might
that
be wrong.
Is her, then it's completely different. But
and it's hard to tell just by audio. It's a lot easier to tell in person when someone's.
You've never met like a girl like that in real life.
I have, but most of the girls that I meet that are like that are what I'm imagining her to be like. I've only met one or two that are that way that are actually just totally regular chicks. But I can think of a couple.
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you Google Gianna Michaels? Because I kind of want to look at her now that we've been
talking. It's hot enough in here. temperature wise, we are all sweaty.
I know. We could take a break and open a window.
And we can turn that fan on.
I bet it smells great in there.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7 Shoddy Now. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
Caleb, also, in addition to interviewing porn stars, you also get a lot of good interviews with comedians or just people in general, Hollywood people in general, you've had on your show.
Huge names.
They're not huge, but they're...
Huge names. You say George Clooney's a small name?
Some of them are pretty huge, but a lot of them are just good comedians. And I, first of all, I have a question about that, which is...
Yes, Danny, go.
How do you go about booking guests? Like that? We've had a few... I mean, we've had a couple of guests on our show. We've had Carolla and... Just a couple other...
Adam Carolla or Lynn Carolla?
Adam Carolla. Okay. We've had Bald Brian also. You had... We had Anderson and Brian on. And those are easy to book. I mean, fairly easy. Like, it's more just personal things. But do you go about doing it in a professional... Like, do you come at them, like, through their publicists in order to book guests?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because in general, we have guests maybe once every 3 or 4 months at the most.
Wow, but, so this is pretty special.
Well, yeah, right, it is.
Well, thanks for having me anyway, but thanks for having me because you won't have another guest until the next season of Weather.
But do you go for guests, I guess, who you are fans of or who you have a connection to somehow via your work in Hollywood? We don't want to get in too big into how big of a big shot Caleb is in Hollywood, but he could mention some names.
Yeah, that's right.
He won't.
I've been to Nick Nolte's house.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
Wow. I've been to Gary Busey's house, and I think those two look alike.
And they're neighbors.
Oh, are they?
They used to be friends.
Is that true?
There was a falling out.
Wait, I actually haven't been to Gary Busey's house. I've been to his, it's like a condo in Santa Monica. Is that where Nick Nolte lives also?
No. Okay. We're talking Malibu here.
Okay.
That's probably just Busey's fuck pad,
probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess my point, I was going to ask you about celebrities in Hollywood in general, because the fact that you know some celebrities, we do a segment on the show where, which is Celebrity Gossip with Robo Chris.
Watch out, Hollywood. I've been programmed to gather all the rumors, report all the scandals, and dish all the dirt. This is Celebrity Gossip. With me, Robo Chris.
So maybe you could mention some of the names that you know or have worked with, and we could ask Robo Chris if he's, you know, heard any gossip about them.
Sure. Okay. Well,
But you say you've been to Nick Nolte's.
I have been to Nick Nolte's house in Malibu.
Maybe Robo Chris has heard something about that.
Now I've heard that Nick Nolte and Gary Busey are queer together. Is this true?
Caleb, can you verify this? I can't. I
saw penetration. But it was emotional. No, I didn't see, you know, a C go in the A or anything like that.
I think I've always thought that Gary Busey and Nick Nolte look very similar. Am I the only one who thinks that? Like, I used to get them confused when I was a kid.
That's common.
Okay, good. What other celebrities? Like, I could name, I guess, you had Paul Rust on your podcast.
Love Paul Rust.
He was, that was probably my favorite interview that I've heard. Oh, He seemed genuinely playful and happy to be there, and like that just makes it a lot easier for you to be like more of yourself too, right? Like,
yeah, he's a great improviser.
Yeah,
you know, he does regular shows at UCB right here, and
Paul Rust is definitely queer.
Wait, hang on, though, well, Chris. Robo Chris, can you verify that? Because I don't think that's true.
I will never reveal my sources. I'm a serious journalist.
Look, Robo Chris, I'm not a serious journalist, so your information probably trumps my own. Yeah. That Paul Rust is heterosexual.
When you talked to him, though, you didn't get the impression like he didn't hit on you or anything.
It was the first time I've recorded a podcast with a guest on my lap. it was his request.
He just shared the mic.
Oh, we each had a separate mic. Okay. But it was two mics, one lap.
I think I saw that video.
When he speaks, cum drips out of his mouth. I'm just reporting what I've been told.
You don't seem to take a lot of, you never want to reveal your sources, and you don't want to stand up for what you're saying. Like, you've never seen any of these things, Robo Chris. You always seem to just call everyone gay, but you...
Well, Robo Chris knows people who know people.
It seems. Is that like what it is? I guess.
Yeah, he said he was a serious journalist. I for some reason, believe him.
Yeah. He seems like it. He's dressed like a serious journalist.
He has a press pass around his neck right now.
I have a deep respect for the First Amendment.
these colors don't run.
Amen, brother. My country to the thee.
He's very patriotic, Robo Chris.
Does Robo Chris have any... maybe we could do like a porn celebrity gossip. You could name some porn stars that you've worked with too in the past, or that you not you've worked
that
with
I've worked
that,
with.
That you've that's right that you've interviewed in the past, and we could talk about.
Well, there's some crossover with porn stars doing regular stuff in Hollywood, but I've never worked with any.
What was the one you guys were talking about? Gianna Michaels or something?
Gianna Michaels is totally straight. Oh man, is she?
Which is funny because you could probably see her eat a dozen women's boxes.
She's definitely had more vaginas than I've had.
To be fair, you like the long-term relationship.
That's true.
Yeah, she likes the short-term. However long it takes to make a scene.
I guess, what are some of the biggest names that you've actually met in Hollywood, Caleb?
I'm going to go with that Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, you've met Neil Patrick Harris.
Television's Doogie Howser.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
But look, I kind of see what you guys are doing with this bit. I don't want to see you disparage NPH, because we know...
Neil Patrick Harris is a huge pussy hound.
See, I'd heard that.
That what I was going to say was, he is as hetero as they come.
Right, yeah. I actually had heard this, Robo Chris. Now, have you actually seen him with other women around Hollywood? Or is it, again...
I've seen him inside women.
Wow.
Up in them guts. Yeah, and NPH, he's always seen with gentlemen, but, you know, those are bodyguards.
Right, exactly. I've heard rumors that he's gay, but that just doesn't.
It's to beat all the puss off.
Yeah, exactly. And also, if girls think you're gay, they're a lot more likely to hang out with you and think of you as non-threatening. I think that's his angle.
Oh, shit, yeah. I saw him at the Viper Room with this fine black bitch. You know he was putting it down.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize is, man, he likes the chocolate thunder.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Man. Who doesn't? How many people in this room have slept with a black woman this week? If NPH was here, he raised both his hands and his dick.
He probably just inadvertently raised his hands wherever he was, not even knowing, just because you asked that question.
That's how
in touch he is with. But you say Zach Galifianakis you met too?
I met Zach Galifianakis once, yeah.
Was he a cool guy or was he?
He was great, yeah. A lot of comedians are weird. And he's more like a normal kind of fun, goofy guy.
Which is funny because Zach Galifianakis kind of has a rep as a weird person in Hollywood, but he's probably the most normal. He's also one of the funniest.
Zach Galifianakis is totally bi.
Really? So he swings both ways.
What a lot of people don't know was back on The Hangover, he had both Bradley Cooper and Heather Graham in his trailer at once.
Really? Yeah,
there's a little Hollywood rumor I heard.
I had never heard that. I wonder if girls like a giant beard during Cuntilingus.
Yes, check his beard.
We both went the same way there, Chris. Zach Galifianakis. What about, have you ever met, what's some of the hottest females you've met working in?
You know, I gotta say, Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Amazing in real life.
I believe that.
On screen, not so much.
She's totally cute. She's kind of one of those girls that kind of go... Some movies she seems really, really cute, and some movies she just
you
is
mean
like...
Poltergeist?
She was really cute in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, in Wedding Singer and E.T.
Drew Barrymore. Diesel Dyke through and through.
I don't judge, guys. You know, that's what she's into. But see, you guys are using the word cute, but in real life she looks hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Right.
You know, Bob Bryan's co-host, not sidekick, but co-host.
Anderson,
that he once dated her when they were children.
That's right. Yeah. He told us that. I forgot about that.
When they were children, like 7?
I think. Like
yeah, I think so, actually.
Something around that age.
Well, that doesn't count.
I heard that when Anderson fingered her, she said, ouch.
Well, she was a young child.
Yeah.
I think that was an E.T. reference, Robo Chris. I think he's pulling our leg.
Oh, I get it.
Was Drew Barrymore in E.T.?
I think she was, wasn't she?
Wasn't she in Poltergeist? That was her movie?
I can't remember.
No, she wasn't. The Poltergeist girl's dead, and I've been to her last known address.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Who was the Poltergeist chick?
This little girl.
I can't believe you actually have been there, because I was telling him how, like,
2 days ago I was at the murder site of Dominique Dunn, the other girl from that movie.
Oh, right. Okay. Who was... Yeah, Drew Barrymore was in Poltergeist. She was in a different movie. If there was only an internet movie database readily at somebody's fingers.
Well, we could use the internet, Drew, since we're not using it to create any fake voices.
And I brought up Heather Graham.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing in real life.
Really?
She's on fire.
Heather Graham is so hot for robots. Just trust me, fellas.
Oh.
Oh, Robocris, sounds like you're talking from personal experience there. Well, should we trust you, or, like, is this something that you and her did in the past?
Did she get so lubricated that you shorted out? I'd be afraid of robot sex.
Well, let's just put it this way. I haven't had to use WD-40 in a while. Hey.
I guess that was supposed to be his laugh.
Shoddy Radio.
I have a story.
Oh, let's hear it.
Since we were talking about...
You got to get up on mic.
Since we were talking about superheroes earlier. Or maybe we weren't. But Green Lantern is gay now.
Really?
Yeah, wait. DC Comics announced, this is serious, that from now on, Green Lantern is gay.
They just said that? Like, yeah. Hey guys, from now on...
We forgot to mention in all the 60 years of comic books that Green Lantern likes to buttfuck.
He's the one with the ring, right?
Right.
He used to have the ring, and I already lost it.
He has two rings now.
he'll drop a digit, maybe lose the ring.
Exactly.
Do you think Seth Rogen is pissed now?
Wait, who played Green Lantern? No, it wasn't Seth Rogen. Ryan.
That was Green Hornet.
Who played
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
I think they saw Ryan Reynolds and got the idea.
Oh man!
Ryan Reynolds once gave me a piggyback ride.
Is that a fact?
That's a fake story.
He sounded like RoboCrist.
I wasn't wearing pants. And it was actually a piggy front ride. I'm sorry. Piggy front. Ryan Reynolds blew me. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Piggy front ride.
Excellent ball work.
All right. Well, we'll call that a segment for celebrity gossip with RoboCrist.
I'm Robo Chris, and I'll see you on the Hollywood Strip.
I love the way he says that.
Hollywood.
He really delivers it. Like
he's got some pizzazz. Like showbiz. Yeah, you got to sell it.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little more about Caleb's podcast. We didn't get a chance to plug it. That, I mean, I guess we talked about what it is, but anyone that takes the time to come onto our show, I always want to recommend highly that our listeners at least give it a try and see what they think of it.
You mean after you said all the porn star interviews are disinterested?
Well, no, I didn't say they're disinteresting. I never said they were disinterested.
What they are is frustrating.
Yes,
That's
not.
Why you got to beat off while listening.
Hang on, that is why I wanted to bring it up again, is because when they're the non-porn star interviews, Caleb always gets great guests, and they're always they're always interesting. They're not really high.
Well, he does more than interview porn stars, and he's a very good interviewer, I think.
Yeah,
well,
he manages to get. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. On our show, anyone who comes on our show is basically overshadowed by our show. You're not going to get a really good feel for what Caleb is. He's just sort of.
You can add me on Facebook.
He's just sort of participating in our show, but on his show, you get a really good feel for who these people are, and you can hear them in a way that you wouldn't get to hear them in a lot of other.
It's like a loose interview show.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we explore things.
Right.
It's very easy to listen to.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to listen to than this show is. But I also did want to say that the porn star interviews aren't bad. They're genuinely interesting. It's just that I have trouble listening to the women sure. To the women themselves.
You know, there's a lot of people don't like them. And then some people, you know, they like certain ones. But for me, a bad porn star interview is always good because I get to have a porn star in my apartment. So that's the whole – like some of them – there's some, and there's one I can think of in particular, this like 18-year-old girl who had nothing to say.
Yeah.
But it was still fun for me.
Right. Why not? Yeah. I still think those are interesting, but it's exactly what it is.
She showed me her tattoos after the show. It's,
really?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say tits.
Tattoos?
Her tats. It was tit for tat.
Her titties.
She showed me a tat. I showed her my tit.
But also, I want to make this show more podcast friendly. I genuinely care about podcasting in general, and I get the feeling.
I can tell by the tattoo on your chest.
I get the feeling.
MP3 bitches.
I find Caleb in a lot of the same online venues that I go to, sort of for podcast related talk online. And I want to make our show. I've been thinking of doing something on our show where we have something called Podcast Corner, where we bring on just random
Robo Podcast Corner,
where we bring on random podcasters. I wouldn't think we would bring these podcasters into our studio. We would probably do these via Skype, but we would have them play some type of game with us, and based on the game, we would decide. Like, if they win the game, they get a play. I hadn't worked out the beats, but I was thinking we could try our first version of it here with you.
All right,
you're getting the plug anyway. My idea was sort of like, if they win at the game, they get to plug their show. If they lose at the game, either they have to plug our show on their show, or they have to do something, I don't know, embarrassing on our show, or I don't know what the...
Fuck producer Lyle.
what the stakes
Chris's
are yet.
Dick.
But how about we could play a game? We can either play Creed versus Nickelback, just a quick two-round game of it, or food court.
I won't even talk about Creed. I hate him so much. Okay. Though I've seen him live twice by accident.
So would you rather play food court?
Yeah, let's play food court.
Okay. Well, Chris, let's switch spots real quick.
Well, let's do the food court theme music first.
This will be the first version of Podcaster's Corner. You're going to be playing against Ben for the right to give a plug on our show, but I guess it doesn't matter. You've already given it. We're going to plug your show anyway because you were nice enough to show up, but you're going to be playing him in food court. Now, here's the point of food court. Chris is going to be the judge for this one, and you're both going to plead your case for what you had for dinner tonight, and the winner will be decided by... Well, I can't tell you what he's going to take into account, but Chris is going to make his judgment afterwards.
I'm tough but fair.
Right, exactly. So we'll let Ben go first so you get an idea of how this works. So,
there
we go. Wait, maybe I'll be the judge and you give the stage announcements, Chris.
No, I'll be the judge.
In the plaintiff in this case, Ben Shields, is suing. Oh wait, we got a bacon reference already going in here. So Ben, why don't you just start out with what did you have for dinner tonight, Ben?
Well, we had a barbecue at my house tonight, so there was various items. Tri-tip.
That's three tips.
There was
you ever played just a tri-tip with your wife up there, Ben?
There was some chicken.
And how was the tri-tip cooked? You barbecued it?
Yeah, of course.
You have sushi tri-tip?
No, just regular barbecue tri-tip. Some delicious chicken breast also on the barbecue.
Now, did you barbecue these yourself, or were one of your guests barbecuing?
I did it myself.
All right. Is that
and then there was some homemade potato salad.
Wait a second. Did you marinate this meat ahead of time? And how long ahead of time?
It was marinated. I bought it at Costco, so it was probably...
Short for cost company.
It was probably marinating for at least a week. There was flavor in every bite.
Don't speculate.
Did you know that every Costco employee is mentally retarded by law?
I thought that was just in Sacramento.
Yeah. Now it's down here too. So what else, Ben? Any other treats that you want to share with the judge?
There was also homemade chocolate chip cookies and brownies and cake pops.
Cake pops, love those.
I don't even know what that is. Is that just cake on a stick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
the pops.
Ben probably gained 40 pounds just tonight.
Yeah.
In the pants.
So I think I win.
Well, hang on. Now, Caleb, you get to make your defense here. What was your... You can build it up as much as you want. Feel free to embellish.
Now, tonight, for dinner, I have not yet had it.
Oh, no. Well, did you have a good lunch?
Actually, I had some bullshit at Jack in the Box.
Man, this case is not...
this hasn't gone so well.
Why don't you give us your best meal from this week? We'll give you a chance, because you didn't know you were going to be on food court.
Oh, yeah, I knew it emotionally. I didn't know it actually. This week, I work on a television show, and we ordered an umami burger one night. Ooh, famous burger place here in L.A.
That's delicious.
And,
what burger did you have?
I went turkey. Which is not a popular choice, but it's good for me. And we had a lot of their potato
especially
sides
in the food court.
And their special tempura onion rings and their
I want order in this courtroom.
And it was a nice meal. All
right.
Actually, Friday night I had some good barbecue, some Texas style barbecue.
I'm listening.
I'm so hungry right now. I can't keep talking about food.
All right, well, we'll end the case.
I'm ready to rule.
You don't even need to go to your quarters?
Can I rule for you?
I don't think that's
appropriate. I think that's highly unorthodox. Well, based on the evidence, and I didn't hear much coming from Caleb's side, I'm going to have to rule for all the marinated Costco meats. I'm sorry.
Yeah, your hands are kind of
I don't want to rule against our guest. That's why I'm tough but fair.
But you should never apologize for marinated meats.
Never. I used to be untough and unfair.
You weren't a very good judge back then.
No.
Well, all right. Case closed.
Well, I forgot to tell you, I had a lot of marinated meats. That was, I had that as a snack.
There's a time for appeal, and that's not now.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Caleb. That was the first version of Podcaster's Corner.
Fuck this game.
You lost. I don't know what your punishment is. You've already given a plug on the show, so.
Why would I plug gentlemansclubpodcast.com?
This happened last time, too. Our next... our next sound effect started playing, and it was the hard copy sound effect.
I thought that was the intro to Dreamweaver, because that's how it starts.
It is kind of sad.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, Caleb. You've been a fun guest.
Have we started yet? have the mics been on this whole time?
Yeah, they
are. Are we recording?
I thought we were just warming up.
We are definitely warming up. Yeah, we generally don't end the shows.
Why would you?
We just keep talking.
We just stop talking and it ends. But I'm bad at giving an ending. But thanks for listening, everyone. Chris,
yeah, it was
fun
doing
this tonight.
Where a girl would get fingered by multiple guys, like a gangbang of fingering, a finger bang. There was a girl who allegedly got finger banged by 7 guys at a kegger once.
Really? Yeah. Like at the same time, or?
Well, I don't know if there's room for 7 digits at once, but you
it's
know,
like a phone number.
But the seventh guy?
That's called the.
Yeah. Well, then I threw my area code in there.
Oh yeah.
At a certain point, the last guy to stick his finger in, he's just like rubbing other fingers. He's not even feeling vagina at all.
Right. He's gonna have
just a massive finger.
No, that's the guy with the longest finger goes last.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Oh, that makes sense.
So he gets depth.
So Arsenio Hall shows up.